Sherry always gets a big kick out of me testing my recorder, so.
No, that, look at this.
Lots of Snickers, yeah. Survival stuff.
That's what I'm laughing about.
Okay, tonight we're doing Ecclesiastes chapter 8. And we start out, who is like the wise person, and who knows the interpretation of a matter? A man's wisdom brightens his face, and the sternness of his face is changed. Keep the king's command because of your oath made before God. Do not be in a hurry. Leave his presence and don't persist in a bad cause, since he will do whatever he wants. For the king's word is authoritative, and who can say to him, what are you doing? The one who keeps command will not experience anything harmful, and a wise heart knows the right time and procedure. For every activity, there is a right time and procedure, even though man's troubles are heavy on him. Yet no one knows what will happen, because who can tell him what will happen? No one has authority over the wind to restrain it. There is no authority over the day of death. There is no furlough in battle, and wickedness will not allow those who practice it to escape. All this I have seen, applying my mind to all the work that is done under the sun at a time when one man has authority over another to his harm. In such circumstances, I saw the wicked buried. They came and went from the holy place. They were praised in the city where they did so. This, too, is futile, because the sentence against the criminal act is not carried out quickly. The heart of people is filled with the desire to commit crime. Although a sinner commits crime 100 times and prolongs his life, yet I also know that it will go well with God-fearing people, for they are reverent before him. However, it will not go well with the wicked, and they will not lengthen their days like a shadow, for they are not reverent before God. There's futility that is done on earth. There are righteous people who get what the actions of the wicked deserve, and there are wicked people who get what the actions of the righteous deserve. I say that this, too, is futile. So I commended enjoyment, because there's nothing better for man under the sun than to eat, drink, and enjoy himself, for this will accompany him in his labor during the days of his life that God gives him under the sun. When I applied my mind to know wisdom and to observe the activity that's done on the earth, even though one's eyes do not close in sleep or night, I observed all the work of God and concluded that man is unable to discover the work that is done under the sun. Even though a man labors hard to explore it, he cannot find it. Even if the wise man claims to know it, he is unable to discover it. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. Help me to explain it. Help us to take from it what you want us to have. In Jesus' name, amen. So, written by the teacher, son of David, so it has to be pretty much Solomon. His life began well, ended badly. And Ecclesiastes is his reflections on it all at the end of his life. You know, when you get old and you look back, you think, boy, I could have done better. Anybody doesn't look back and think he could have done better is an idiot, because no matter how well you did, you could have done better. I'm sure Billy Graham had regrets. Oh, I should have done this, or I should have done that. And God, when he gets there, will say, just be quiet, Billy. You did a great job. Well done, good and faithful servant. Move into your reward. Now, a wise person knows the proper procedures and protocols. A wise person can size up the situation. He can figure out pretty well what's happening and how to deal with it. Wisdom makes him more acceptable because he sees how he needs to deal with things. But you also must obey the king. You have an oath to God to obey the people he put over you. He can do, the king can do whatever he wishes. I mention that it's the king because we already know that God can do whatever he wants to. You cannot question the king. There's just not much you can do. You just do what you do, and you try to stay out of trouble. Proper actions will avert harm. A wise person knows how to act based on who he's around and what's going on. There's a proper time for everything, and if you get things out of order, you tend to tick people off. No one knows exactly what's going to happen. Every time you think you know what's about to occur, the Lord will throw you a curve. The reason for misery is wickedness. Now, once again, it doesn't mean that it's misery to the wicked. It means that wickedness is what caused misery, no matter who got it. There's a lot of people who got misery because a wicked person had authority over them. When I was in the military, that used to happen a lot. You'd have somebody and he'd make rank, and boy, he thought he was something. The best I ever did was this guy came to me, and of course, I had been in the Air Force first, and I came into the Navy. And when I made E5, at the same time, this guy made E6. And he said, "Doesn't it just really chap your buns that a guy with only 5 years in service outranks you?" And I said, "Well, kinda, but just think, if you could make $400 a month more, you'd make as much money as I do too." And he got mad until he went and looked at the, see, because in the military, the pay guides are right there. You can just go find them. Okay, how much does a guy over 10 years in service who's an E5 make? How much has a guy over five, actually over four, because it's even time, even years, it was E6. Turns out I was wrong. It was $425 more that I made than he did. And I said, "Look, boy, as long as mama still loves me and the paycheck keeps coming, you cannot upset me with this, okay?" But there was a lot of wickedness. Luckily, I didn't work for this guy. I did, however, work for a chief who was just an inflamed hemorrhoid. But at any rate, failing to punish wickedness causes problems. Sometimes the wicked actually get praised. And people will say, "Wait a minute. I did all the work. He got all the praise. What's up?" Now, sometimes somebody will stand up for you. I had a situation where this one particular guy ended up, in the Navy, if you're on submarines, you get sub pay. It's special money for being on submarines. And if you go to shore duty, you keep the sub pay. But you have to pay it all back for when you were on the shore if you don't go to sea for at least a year at the end of it. Well, he found out that he was going to have to pay back 4 years of subpay if he didn't go to sea for a year. So he was very mad. He didn't want to. And so he did what we call retired on active duty, the road, and he just hung out. But he had friends. And he was praised for all the stuff that he had done, except he didn't do it. He couldn't have done it. He was incapable. I did it. But he outranked me. So what am I going to do? Well, there was a fire control technician chief who knew who did what. And so when all of the praises started coming out, he went up to the weapons officer and he said, he didn't do it. Fletcher did. And the next time it needs to be done, he may not do it if you don't acknowledge him. And so the WEPs came over and said, I understand you actually did this. I said, yes, I did. And so he wrote me a letter of commendation as well. And that made me want to do things to make it better. Sometimes, because wickedness is not punished, people want to do the punishment themselves. You've probably seen that. Somebody who is getting away with wickedness, and it's like, no, I cannot have this. There's a right way and a wrong way. There is right way is to do it by the law. We have sat and we have watched what goes on in politics. No matter which side you're on, you're sure that the other side is getting away with wickedness. And maybe you want to go and take it into your hands. No. God says, vengeance is mine. Don't do it yourself. Let me handle this. On earth, sometimes the results get reversed, which is what I was saying. It's where the guy who actually is the good person and is doing righteous things gets hammered, whereas the guy who is just a bum ends up getting praised. And it's very upsetting to people. But in the end, God will straighten it out. You see, it's like they did the parable of the beggar, and he dies at the same time as this rich man. Well, he goes to heaven to be with Abraham, is what they call it, because Jesus was on earth at the time. And the rich man goes to Hades. You know, Sheol, as the Jews call it, and he's in torment. And so he says, oh Lord, have Lazarus go dip his finger in water and put a drop on my tongue to cool it. And he says, during your life, you had all the good stuff and he had none. Now he has an eternity of good stuff and you get what you deserved on earth. God will fix it in the end. So the big thing is just enjoy what God gives you. Take life as it comes. What God does is not understandable. Once again, I said it the other day. If we understood God, he'd be useless to us. It's his not understandability that makes him so glorious. He knows what best. How does he know? I don't know, because he's God. It's the only thing I can figure out. So what does this all mean to us? Be careful dealing with authority, okay? There are wicked people out there in positions of power. Watch yourself. You must obey the government. Now, you can file complaints. You can do all kinds of stuff to try to get to somebody who is a righteous person and who will overthrow the wickedness. But you can't do it. You have to get somebody who has the power. Practice getting along. If you're getting along, then in the end, everything will be fine. Because even if somebody comes up and hammers you, there'll be somebody who'll come along and help you out. Okay, I have said many times, I have been in places where I thought the old Rev was about to bite the big one. And the next thing I hear over my shoulder is this deep voice going, if I was you, I'd walk away, boy. And this guy just rabbits because he knows that guy is a member of a group that will descend on him like a herd of turtles. And if they're supporting me, maybe he best evacuate. And I can't just go out and say that. If I start running my mouth, then they'll come after me. But the whole point is, I know. I try to keep myself in presence of people that I know if I'm going to go into dangerous situations, because I need backup sometimes. Lack of punishment is no excuse for chaos. Once again, you could take the various people who have been rioting and so on for the last year or so, and even if you think their cause is just, what they're doing is not. Why are you burning down some poor guy's business that he spent his life building, and he didn't do anything to you? This is not right. Lack of punishment is no excuse for chaos. Just live for God and take life as it comes. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that we've been here tonight. We'd ask you to bless us and guide us and go with us. Help us to have wisdom in our dealing with other people, and especially those people who are in authority. Help us to deal with them in the proper way. Lord, we pray that you will cure our election system in America, and that everybody will feel as though that our elections are honest. And then we can spend our time trying to change who gets voted in and not having riots. Go with us throughout our lives. Make us an example for you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for being here, guys.